Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is an extra episode of Paranormal Stories, and in this episode I'm talking about deathbed visions. When someone is very close to death, something remarkable often happens. They might suddenly open their eyes after days of silence, smile, and say they see a loved one who passed away years earlier. They may describe a place filled with light, flowers, or music. Sometimes they speak of journeys, trains, boats, or bridges. To the family at the bedside, it feels as if the person is already halfway between this world and another. These mysterious and powerful experiences are called deathbed visions. Deathbed visions are not rare. Nurses, doctors, and family members across centuries have described them. In 1926, a scientist called Sir William Barrett collected many stories in his classic book, Deathbed Visions. What made his cases striking was not just the beauty of the visions, but the times when the dying person saw someone whose death they did not yet know about. For Barrett, such moments were strong hints that these visions might be more than imagination. But even without asking why the visions themselves are fascinating, they paint a picture of how people approach death with wonder, recognition, and peace. The most common deathbed vision involves seeing family members or friends who have already died. These encounters are usually described with warmth and clarity. A person who has been drifting in and out of consciousness might suddenly grow alert, look toward a corner of the room and whisper, "Mother is here." The tone is often calm, filled with recognition. In Barrett's book, he tells of a woman who lay dying and suddenly announced that her sister was standing beside her bed. The family was puzzled because they had not told her the sister had passed away only days earlier. The dying woman greeted her sister joyfully, convinced she was truly present. This kind of case fascinated Barrett because it was hard to explain how she could know of the sister's death. Other stories are filled with tenderness. An old man may stretch out his arms and call the name of his wife who died long ago. A young girl might see her grandmother, who bends towards her as if to gather her up. People sometimes smile as if in reunion with a long-missed friend. Families often describe a sense of awe, as though the room has been filled with someone unseen. Another theme in deathbed visions is travel. The dying often describe themselves as preparing for a trip. They might say a carriage has arrived, or they hear the whistle of a train. Some speak of boats or bridges, symbols of crossing from one shore to another. Barrett mentions a man who, in his last moments, became excited and said he could see a beautiful train waiting to take him away. He described it as brightly lit and filled with familiar faces. Such travel images appear across many cultures, suggesting that people feel they are moving on to a new destination. Even people who do not use religious language often frame their visions as journeys. A patient might say, "I have to pack now," or "I'm ready to go." Sometimes they appear to step into this imagined journey with relief, leaving behind the struggles of illness. Not all visions involve people. Some involve breathtaking places. Dying patients may describe gardens filled with flowers more vivid than any on earth. Others speak of a golden light or brilliant landscapes. Some compare the light to sunshine, but softer, warmer, and more welcoming. One case collected by Barrett told of a woman who saw a wonderful brightness in her room. She's described it as not blinding, but as soothing, filling her with happiness. Families often notice that the person's face glows as they speak of such sights, as though the beauty they see spills into their expression. The sense of beauty often comes with music. People say they hear singing, choirs, or melodies beyond description. They sometimes struggle to put the sound into words, comparing it to instruments, but saying it is far lovelier than anything they have heard before. Perhaps the most mysterious visions involve visitors the dying did not know were dead. Barrett gave these particular cases special attention because of their evidential value. One striking account involved a little girl who, as she was dying, suddenly saw her older brother. She greeted him joyfully, though no one had told her he had died only hours earlier in another city. To Barrett, this suggested that her vision could not be explained as mere imagination. Another case described a man who saw a friend at his bedside, welcoming him. Later, the family discovered that the friend had died recently, news the man could not have known. Such accounts made Barrett conclude that some visions might reveal truths beyond ordinary knowledge. These moments were powerful, not only for the dying, but also for the witnesses. Families often reported being shaken, but also comforted. They felt that their loved one had been welcomed into another realm with open arms. People who have been present during their deathbed vision often describe a change in the room itself. A restless patient might suddenly grow peaceful. Their face may soften, even glow. The air may feel lighter, charged with a strange calm. Nurses who have attended hundreds of deaths often say they can sense when a vision is happening, even if they cannot hear the words. One nurse described a woman who had been struggling to breathe. Suddenly, she opened her eyes, looked past the nurse's shoulder and smiled. She whispered, "They're all here," and then settled into quiet breathing until her death. The nurse said the room felt filled with unseen presence. For families, such moments are unforgettable. They sometimes speak of them years later, remembering how their loved ones seemed to step into peace. Even if they do not believe in life after death, they value the calm and dignity the vision brought. Children's deathbed visions are especially striking because they often seem so simple and pure. A child may describe seeing pets, siblings, or grandparents who come to greet them. They may reach out their hands as though to be lifted up. Barrett reported cases of children calling the names of brothers and sisters who had died long before they were born, names they could not have learned. Parents present at such scenes often feel a mix of sorrow and wonder. The innocence of a child's vision makes it even more convincing to some. In rare cases, people near the bedside have reported seeing or sensing the vision themselves. These are called shared death experiences. For example, a daughter holding her mother's hand might suddenly feel as though she sees the same glowing figure her mother describes. Some say they see a mist rising from the body, or feel briefly as though they are travelling with their loved one before returning. While rare, these reports show how powerful the atmosphere around a deathbed vision can be. They suggest that such moments are not just private dreams, but experiences that touch the whole room. Sir William Barrett was a physicist, not a poet or a preacher. He worked with numbers, experiments, and evidence. Yet he took deathbed visions seriously because of the cases that seemed impossible to explain away. He wrote that when a dying person saw someone they did not know was dead, the vision carried veridical or truth-telling character. To him, these were not just hallucinations, but possible signs of survival after death. Barrett's careful collection of cases gave the subject weight and respect. His book remains a classic because it combines the mystery of personal stories with the rigour of a scientist's mind. He never claimed to prove life after death beyond all doubt, but he believed the evidence deserved attention. Whether we see deathbed visions as spiritual journeys, the work of memory, or mysteries of the brain, one fact remains: they bring comfort. They make death less frightening, not only for the dying, but also for the living. Families walk away from the bedside with stories that help them through grief. For young people hearing these accounts, the lesson is not only about death, but also about life. Deathbed visions remind us of the power of love, memory, and connection. Even at the end of life, people are surrounded by those who shaped their hearts. And perhaps, as Barrett suggested, they are greeted by those who wait beyond the veil. So today I was talking about deathbed visions. And my book, titled Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out now on Amazon, and you can get it on paperback, Kindle, or audiobook. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. Just go to patreon.com www.patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife or click on the button on my homepage at pastlifeshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.